from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hi there, you're listening to the English service from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You can listen to this broadcast on our frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also the application RRI Digital plus our usual online streaming on voanews.id. And from the new studio Voice of Indonesia, there is me, Steve, who will bring you more information about Indonesia. And in a moment, listener, we will begin with the news. Here's the news first, the headlines. Indonesia-Pakistan trade reaches $4 billion. Indonesia commits to advance clean energy as well as 8% economic targets. And here is the newsline in detail. Pakistan's ambassador to Indonesia, Zahid Hafiz Chaudhry, stated that Pakistan and Indonesia are working to further strengthen their economic partnership. He made a statement during a press conference at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
We need to strengthen our economic cooperation.
Pakistan's ambassador to Indonesia, Zahid Hafiz Chaudhry, said that bilateral trade relations between Indonesia and Pakistan have passed the $4 billion mark per year, an achievement that places Pakistan as Indonesia's second largest trading partner in South Asia. The ambassador revealed it after meeting Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday, November 17, 2025. Ambassador Chaudhry also said that a preferential trade agreement had been signed, stating Pakistan's position as a significant trading partner for Indonesia.
Pakistan is already the second largest trading partner of Indonesia in South Asia. And we want to further strengthen ties. We have a trade of over $4 billion per annum between Pakistan and Indonesia.
In the context of trade, Ambassador Chaudhry explained a number of products traded between the two countries.
Indonesian produce, including Pakistan, is one of the largest buyer of Indonesian palm oil, but other products also. And from Pakistan, we export multiple products, including Pakistani fruits, including Pakistani surgical instruments, sports goods.
The meeting between Ambassador Chaudhry and President Prabowo discussed all aspects of bilateral relations. In addition to trade issues, they also discussed investment, cooperation, human resource development, education, health, information technology, and the defense and security sectors. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia continues to advance its vision of achieving 8% economic growth while remaining on track to reach net zero emissions by 2060. At the Indonesian Pavilion during the 30th Conference of Parties, the government emphasized that doubling clean energy capacity and developing a green industrial base will form the foundation of this strategy. And here is a story by Anissa Audrita.
On the 8th day of the Indonesia Pavilion at COP30 in Belém, Brazil, on Monday, November 17th, senior policy analysts at the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs, Axel Priambodo, explained that Indonesia's ambition to reach 8% economic growth will significantly increase national energy demand.
So with this economic target, it is with this substantial economic target growth comes a substantial demand growth as well. And for us to really fulfill the demand comes also a substantial energy supply as well in the number.
He further noted that Indonesia can achieve this economic growth target while reducing emissions thanks to the country's vast potential. Axel Priambodo emphasized that realizing this potential requires large-scale international financing.
So Indonesia is blessed with so many resources from end-to-end clean energy value chain, starting from the upstream to the downstream. And we can see here that Indonesia can be a clean tech manufacturing hub.
He also highlighted that the government has established the Energy Transition and Green Economy Task Force to align policies, fiscal instruments, and project pipelines across institutions. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Belgium Ambassador to Indonesia has praised the strong ties with Indonesia during the Belgian King's Day celebration on Monday. And this includes a comprehensive trade deal between Indonesia and the European Union. Ramasyidki Pratama has more.
Belgium's ambassador to Indonesia, Timor-Leste and ASEAN, Frank Felix, at the Belgium King's Day celebration in Jakarta on Monday, November 17th, highlighted the steady expansion of bilateral trade.
I want to highlight two more special points in our relation. One is the ever-growing commercial ties between our countries, with the opening of several new Belgian plants and factories this year. It's a testament to our lasting partnership. And the second point is the interest of Indonesian students to come to Belgian universities to finalize their higher education. There are now hundreds of them, and the number keeps growing.
Ambassador Felix also addressed the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IEU-SEPA, which was signed in September. He believes the agreement, set to be fully implemented in 2027, will bring benefits to Indonesia and EU member states, including Belgium.
I'm happy also to see that this year, the European Union and Indonesia finalized their negotiations on SEPA. With this free trade agreement, trade will grow exponentially to the benefit of both Indonesia and Europe. The agreement also reflects our shared commitment to free and fair global trade benefiting all.
He added that the Belgian embassy in Jakarta has been working with Indonesia's national archives to organize a photo exhibition showcasing the history of diplomatic relations between the two countries. It is scheduled to run from next week at the National Archives Gallery until January 2026. Ramasyidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia invites Belgium to invest in the semiconductor industry within Indonesia. Ramasyidki Pratama has more.
Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Industry, Faisal Riza, speaking at the Belgian King's Day celebration in Jakarta on Monday, November 17th, highlighted that the semiconductor industry will become a strategic pillar of future Indonesia and Belgium cooperation as the country is working to build a competitive ecosystem.
Belgium expertise in microelectronics and digital technologies offers valuable opportunities for joint research, innovation, and supply chain resilience. We would like to encourage Belgian stakeholders to explore further partnership in this sector, including investments and academic exchange.
Faisal Riza noted that industrial collaboration between the two countries has grown steadily.
Indonesia and Belgium have developed solid foundation of industrial cooperations. In 2024, bilateral trade reached more than 2 billion euro, with key sectors including footwear, iron and steel, coffee, tea, and machinery. We are happy to see that Belgian companies keep interest to invest in Indonesia, particularly in our industrial zones, logistic networks, and manufacturing capabilities.
He said that Indonesia is undergoing a major industrial transformation with priorities that include green technology, digitalization, and downstreaming. Therefore, the Indonesian government sees Belgium as a key partner. Rama Sitki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's demographic bonus is a major focus in the working committee meeting of the House Commission 9. The meeting highlighted the challenges of utilizing it, as well as the protection of migrant workers for Indonesian citizens. Rizka Fadila has the details.
Indonesia is entering a demographic bonus phase where the proportion of the productive age population continues to increase significantly. The government is leveraging this momentum by placing Indonesian migrant workers in countries that need labor. Member of Commission 9 of the House Representative Ahmad Ruhiyat stated during a meeting discussing the supervision of the protection of Indonesian migrant workers on Monday in Jakarta. This program is expected to create job opportunities for young people while also reducing pressure on the domestic labor market.
Di satu sisi, kita dihadapkan kepada...
So, in the Indonesian context, on the one hand, we are faced with the demographic bonus of the so-called Gen Z and millennials, who will tend to reach 60%. But this demographic bonus will only be effective if the economic growth rate is also high. So I've noticed that many people are being sent to Japan from Indonesia.
Diberangkatkan ke Jepang.
Ahmad Ruhiyat also believes it's important to make optimal use of Indonesia's demographic bonus. He considers the placement of migrant workers in countries that need labor, such as Japan, which is estimated to need millions of migrant workers by 2030, to be one realistic solution.
Law number 18 of the 2017 needs to provide ease of regulation for legal migrant workers, because as of now, there are approximately 5.2 million legal workers.
He believes that good regulations and oversight mechanism can ensure migrant workers work safely, receive their due rights, and are protected from exploitation and security risk in their destination countries. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with University of Indonesia, officially opened the Indonesia International Conference on Cultural Diplomacy 2025, a global forum dedicated to redefining culture as a force for dialogue, cooperation, and peace. The conference is taking place at University of Indonesia in Depok, West Java on November the 18th until the 19th, 2025. Kiki Purba has the details.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon emphasized that cultural diplomacy must become a central pillar of how nations connect and collaborate.
In such a world, cultural diplomacy should not be a very broad gesture. It is increasingly central on how nations understand each other, strengthen relations among people, build trust, and imagine a shared future.
Fadli Zon also highlighted that culture is not merely a legacy of the past, but a dynamic force shaping the future of global civilization.
Beyond a reflection of the past, culture is a living force with the power to shape a prosperous and sustainable future. It is a living spirit that connects nations and communities, opening pathways for peace and cooperation.
Over the two-day program, the Indonesia International Conference on Cultural Diplomacy serves as a platform to strengthen cultural partnerships and promote Indonesia's vision of culture as a strategic instrument for global harmony. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Various micro, small and medium enterprise products from East Java ship abroad through Surabaya Export Center from January to mid-November 2025 have reached a total sales value of $22 million. During her visit to Surabaya Export Center on Monday, Indonesian Deputy Minister of Trade Diaroro ST Widya Putri expressed her hope that the center will continue to boost the volume of goods exported overseas.
Kami berharap dengan adanya export center ini kita bisa
mengunjung. We hope that with the presence of this export center, we can further accelerate our export abroad. There are so many Indonesian products that are in high demand in international markets. With the network we have, we also conduct routine business matching every day with our representative in 33 countries to ITBC or trade attach. We hope this will increase our export across various Indonesian communities.
Diara Rosa that the most sought after MSME products from East Java in international markets are those in the food and beverage category, with chips making up the majority of items exported. In addition, the main export destination include Southeast Asia, several other Asian countries, and Saudi Arabia. Apart from Surabaya, the Ministry of Trade also cooperates, we should say, operates export center in Batam, Balikpapan, Makassar, and several other cities. These centers are responsible for identifying export markets, assisting MSME players in maintaining product quality, and increasing production capacity. Indonesian government has reaffirmed its ambition to position the country as the world's leading halal hub by 2029, with Jakarta projected to serve as the capital of halal world through strengthened diplomacy, cross-ministerial collaboration, and the development of a unified national halal ecosystem. Here's the story by Hasna.
The Indonesian Halal Product Assurance Organizing Agency emphasized its readiness to elevate Indonesia as a major player in the global halal industry. Head of the agency Ahmad Haikal Hasan stated it during a working meeting with Commission 8 of the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday. He explained that Indonesia has developed long-term strategic measures to strengthen the country's position as a global halal hub and emphasized that this target aligns with the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045.
Intinya adalah terwujudnya pusat halal dunia.
The essence is the realization of a global halal center by 2029. In line with Indonesia's progress toward the Golden Indonesia 2045, we have carefully prepared the steps to make Indonesia the world's halal center, with Jakarta as the capital of the halal world.
Ibu kota halal dunia.
In addition to preparing a global roadmap, Haikal noted that the Indonesian Halal Product Assurance Organizing Agency and the government have been implementing a series of strategic measures to strengthen the national halal ecosystem, including expanding cross-institutional and multi-sector collaborations.
Berbagai langkah strategis juga kami lakukan.
We have also taken various strategic steps through cross-ministerial cooperation involving 9 ministries, as well as coordination with 3 government bodies, state owned enterprises, the private sector, and e-commerce platforms.
Through these efforts, the government aims to reinforce the halal ecosystem with concrete achievements, including Indonesia's National Halal Laboratory, which has reached the capacity of detecting 46 DNA markers, the preparation of 4 million halal supervisors across the country, and the acceleration of halal certification for MSMEs, reportedly to have reached more than 1.1 million business actors. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, that was the newsline from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
menjadi raja yang paling ditakuti. Aku bisa taklukkan segala bangsa di dunia, tapi apa artinya
aku bukanlah Voice of Indonesia.
Bye.
And listener, we would like you to know more about Indonesian cultures, and this one, you will be listening to the story. This time is about the Natuna Geopark, a prehistoric footprint in the northernmost point of Indonesia.
Fewer prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Kama Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. And because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail, in the Serwasan sub-district. Lastly, we have cultural diversity. Yes, we do have mendu, sudul chicken, pastel arts. A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia.
Berada dalam kawasan wilayah Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia.
With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. When you travel to Ciamis, West Java, Indonesia, you have to visit the Jati Semu Tourism Attraction. This location combines the concepts of nature, education, and adventure tourism. It is located in Jalatrang Village, Cipaku District, Ciamis Regency. From the downtown of Ciamis City, the distance is about 15 kilometers or 30 minutes by driving. This tourism attraction is open every day. Jatisewu Tourism opens from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The ticket price on Monday until Friday or weekday is 15,000 rupiah or $1 per person, while on Saturday and Sunday, the rate is 20,000 rupiah per person. Surrounded by thick trees, Jatisewu Tourism Destination offers a number of interesting tourism activities. You can swim in the Jatisewu Cibungbang swimming pool, whose water is supplied from the Cibungbang spring. No wonder that the water is very clear. You can also enjoy various other facilities such as underwater selfies, snorkeling, and pre-wedding. The underwater selfies at this location is the first one in Ciamis. For underwater photo facilities, the management has provided various properties such as motorbikes, bicycles, and others. You can also use this facility without additional fees. Listener, for you who bring children, this tourism attraction provides some traditional games including stilt, terompah, slingshot, angklung traditional musical instrument, and so on, which are packaged in a fun way. For you who want to be adventurous, you can also try out the archery and paintball rides. Jatisewu Tourism also has accommodation and camping areas for tourists who want to enjoy the night atmosphere in this tourism area. Jatisewu Tourism is also equipped with various public facilities such as toilets, parking areas, restaurants, and prayer rooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. When you travel to Ciamis, West Java, Indonesia, you have to visit the Jatisewu Tourism Attraction. This location combines the concepts of nature, education, and adventure tourism. It is located in Jalatrang Village, Cipaku District, Ciamis Regency. From the downtown of Ciamis City, the distance is about 15 kilometers or 30 minutes by driving. This tourism attraction is open every day. Jatisewu Tourism opens from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The ticket price on Monday until Friday or weekday is 15,000 rupiah or $1 per person, while on Saturday and Sunday, the rate is 20,000 rupiah per person. Surrounded by thick trees, Jatisewu Tourism Destination offers a number of interesting tourism activities. You can swim in the Jatisawu Cibungbang swimming pool, whose water is supplied from the Cibungbang spring. No wonder that the water is very clear. You can also enjoy various other facilities such as underwater selfies, snorkeling, and pre-wedding. The underwater selfies at this location is the first one in Ciamis. For underwater photo facilities, the management has provided various properties such as motorbikes, bicycles, and others. You can also use this facility without additional fees. Listener, for you who bring children, this tourism attraction provides some traditional games including stilt, terompah, slingshot, angklung traditional musical instrument, and so on, which are packaged in a fun way. For you who want to be adventurous, you can also try out the archery and paintball rides. Jatisawu Tourism also has accommodation and camping areas for tourists who want to enjoy the night atmosphere in this tourism area. Jatisawu Tourism is also equipped with various public facilities such as toilets, parking areas, restaurants, and prayer rooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda, di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering, tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun, namun, which means but, hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi, terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means, but that rarely happens. Berapa lama? Berapa lama? which means how long. Motor, motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai, sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira, kira-kira, which means approximately. Dua minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat, terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. The phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency like occasionally or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you very much for joining us on RRI Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And basically, I'd like to say thank you very much. I'm so happy to bring the joy from Indonesia about a lot of good things that we have in here. And if you get something to say about our program, you can go to our email, voalisteners@gmail.com, or you can go to our, what is it? The application, RRI Digital, downloadable on Android and also iOS. And then if you want to listen again to more stories from Indonesia, you can go to our website, voinews.id, or maybe you can go to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening and stay tuned on RRI Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.